In this work, I concentrate on practical measures to help people transition from a current state through a transition state to a new future state. This is often called change management. Adoption depends on individuals progressing along their innovation decision journeys. The sum of those individual decisions creates a critical mass that legitimizes and sustains the entire ecosystem. Success, in other words, depends on number one, the availability of an ecosystem, and number two, sustainment of that ecosystem by adopters. Both depend on a successful project and change management. If either fails, there can be no ecosystem. When there is no choice but to adopt, people often ask, why bother with change management? There are two answers to this question, hobbits and burning platforms. Hobbits. A professor of psychology used Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings as a metaphor to describe how humans react to change. When you see the hero journeying to lands of terror and danger, that's what happens to you. You're in this little safe space, the hobbit in the Shire. There's a great evil brewing somewhere, so off you go into the land of terror and uncertainty. It's better to go on purpose because at least you can be prepared. He explains that this is how we work as humans. We know for sure that if you're going to face a threat, in our case a change, if you face it voluntarily, your body activates itself for exploration and proficiency. But if you face it involuntarily, the same size threat, then you revert to prey mode and you're frozen. That's way, way more stressful. It's way harder in your body, so it's better to keep your eyes open and watch for emergent threats. This encourages me to prepare people to experience cognitive dissonance, liminality on their change journeys. The more we support people, the more psychologically prepared they become. And the more this happens, the more likely change is to succeed. Burning platforms. In 1988, an oil platform in the North Sea, Norskavet, between Aberdeen, Scotland and Bergen, Norway, Norge, exploded. A worker called Andy Mochen woke up surrounded by fire. He had two options, burn or jump into the freezing sea. So he jumped and he survived. 167 others didn't. This is often used to describe when there is supposedly no other choice but to adopt a new way of working. I like these four reasons why this approach does not work.